And now this is a dictation for Michael Cipolletti, C-I-P-O-L-L-E-T-T-I, April 11, 51. Address is a letter, Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, follow up for Mr. Cipolletti, who has renal failure from obstructed uropathy prior dialysis, last visit in June, comes accompanied with a friend. Since the fall, hip fracture and surgery, mobility is restricted, doing his own physical therapy, pain is still an issue, he needs to talk orthopedic to assess if this is the normal behavior, also follows with urology, presently only doing catheterization 2 times a day, denies fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, good amount of Valium drained, no cloudiness of blood, no abdominal or back pain, some foaminess, no present chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND, no gross edema. He has enlargement of the prostate. Apparently PSA rising, but no biopsy has been done. He declines. Review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight bicarbonate. Takes no blood pressure medicines. Today weight 166 is stable. Blood pressure 160 over 90 right-sided. Although he was anxious, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no back tenderness, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no gross edema. He has a limp from the hip fracture and surgery. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 2.8. Stable over time, representing a GFR 23, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.2. Next paragraph, CKD stage 4, obstructive uropathy, no indication for dialysis, anemia has not required EPO treatment, continue bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis. Other chemistries are stable, no phosphorus binders. All issues discussed with the patient and friend. Continue doing catheterizations. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. End of dictation.